Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Look here, verse number 24. So run that ye may obtain. So he talked about those guys who are running that race. He compares that in the Christian life, that we're to run, running to win, that we may obtain. What he's talking about, that we may obtain. Paul reminds the believer that it is possible for each believer to receive a reward if he finishes the race in victory. I'll get to this at the end of the lesson this morning. We all have the potential. Let me just kick out. We all have the potential of being in the bride of Christ. Every one of us. Saved, baptized in church. You have that potential to be in the bride of Christ. But it's not till we're at the end of the race, end of our life, and then at the judgment seat of Christ, we see what kind of rewards we're getting. You know? But we all have that potential. And he's telling that every believer that you can run so that you can obtain that prize. Now, let me add this. It wasn't in my notes. He's not talking about running a foot race with the devil. In other words, I'm going to beat him to the finish line. If I beat him to the finish line, I'm saved. And I'm waiting. There's a lot of people who believe you can lose your salvation. And that if you don't beat him to the finish line, so to speak, well, you're not going to go to heaven. This is not what he's talking about at all. You cannot lose your salvation. You did nothing to obtain it. You can do nothing to lose it. So he's not talking about losing salvation at all here. Where the individual will cross the finish line is what ought to be our goal. And here our Lord and Master say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord, Matthew 25:21. So that's why he's emphasizing here in verse number 24. Just like they do, those athletes out there, they're running to obtain a prize, so do you. You keep running that ye may obtain. Again, let me emphasize, he's not talking about obtaining salvation. We don't obtain salvation by running or by doing good works. Salvation is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Because he, notice the verse number 25. Again, he compares the two with the athlete and the believer. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. So again, he compares that athlete who's out there running physically these races to the believer who's running his race for the Lord. Notice that every man that striveth, the word striveth means to contend and to struggle. I went to Sonny's Barbecue this past week. The brand new one. I went there, okay? Thank you, Ronnie. We had a gift card. Somebody gave us a gift card. I love our church members. We went to Sonny's Barbecue, okay? Went there, and they're playing some kind of music. And I'm listening, that music. And it was a good meal, and we started, and the waitress come to the table. How did you enjoy? Man, we enjoyed the food. It was really good. The service great. But I don't care. I was joking. I didn't care much for that music. I said, I'm in Sonny's Barbecue, and I would think they'd be playing country music. And she looked at me, she said, that is country music. I said, that's not the country music I grew up with. Nothing like it. And she said, oh, that's the country music today. I said, nothing. And I said all that to say this. Christian life, when people get saved, who's that lady who sang that song, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Who? Lynn Anderson. Okay, Lynn Anderson, you're telling on yourself now, all right? Christianity is not like that. They think when they get saved, my problem is solved. I'm now in a bed of roses, and I just, man, I'm on that straight path and no problem. No. He talks about here that striveth. The word is to contend, to struggle. It's a struggle to live a Christian life. The world's out there pulling in. We're in this flesh. As a matter of fact, Paul addresses this in the last, I keep my body under subjection. Paul struggled with this, the flesh, matter of fact, Book of Romans, he said, those things that I want to do, I don't do those things. And those things that I don't want to do, I do them. Oh, wretched man that I am. Paul had that struggle. And if the Apostle Paul, that great man of God, had to struggle with the flesh, don't you think this preacher has a struggle? And I'm looking over the congregation, and I believe you have a struggle. And he says, he talks about every man that striveth, you're contending. By the help and the grace of God, you're doing your best to overcome. You're running to win. I love that thought, running to win. That he striveth for the mastery in all, is temperate. The word temperate means self-control. Let me read that, you get it all together. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate. In all things, he has self-control. Now remember, he's talking about those athletes. Whether it's the Olympics or the Isthmian Games, 10 months before the actual games they participate in, we're told that for 10 months, they restrict themselves, they discipline themselves to a strict diet, exercise, and extra physical activities, which we're all adults here, even sexual activities, because they're focused totally upon the race. That's what the word temperate means. They're able to control themselves. Well, he compares that now to believers, that we too ought to be temperate. We ought to be able to control ourselves. And Paul's going to talk about this just a little bit more in the next couple of verses. But listen, he says that these athletes abstain from unhealthy food, wine, and other physical indulgences that would affect their performance. And just like they did, or do, those athletes, we too as believers ought to abstain from the things of the world that affects our life for Christ. A lot of things. Now, we're not just talking about food and all. Well, I do. I wasn't going to say it, but you know how I am. I can't help myself sometimes. All right. Isn't it funny that some of these preachers will preach against your sin and all the other sins, but they're fat as a hog? I shouldn't say that, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Are y'all mad at me?
I know.
I can say that because I've lost 30 pounds now, or not?
Yeah.
I'm not that way. But anyway, see how most people reach about your sin and not my sin. But it's that thing about self-control, okay? We just can't control ourselves, all right? So it's a problem here. All right. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. They discipline their lives for at least 10 months to obtain something that's going to perish. The word corruptible means that it perishes. It fades away, like those roses I was talking about, little trees had to do away with yesterday. Beautiful, and then they just, bloop, they fall over in the vase. Even though it was watered, it just, bloop. But we do it to obtain an incorruptible crown. In other words, their reward is temporary, but our reward is eternal. Matthew 6:20. Jesus tells us to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. God's word promises those faithful believers, we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 4, will receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. If athletes compete by the rules and master self-control in all things, all for the purpose of winning a crown that will fade away, how much more should Christians discipline themselves for a crown that will never fade away? Now, real quick, there's mentioned in the New Testament 5 crowns that are mentioned in the New Testament. Quickly, I want to go over these crowns with you, at least 5 of them. Number 1, there's a victor's crown.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.